The word of God is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. This is the Moment of Impact with Pastor Abraham Odey.
Hallelujah. Want to welcome you to yet another Moment of Impact, and I am your host, Pastor Abraham Odey. Still continuing with our series on the Holy Spirit, today I want to specifically share with us on the ministry of the Holy Ghost in the life of the believer. The ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. I want you to know that the dispensation in which we have found ourselves now is the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. And every man who wants to make a difference in life today must be connected to the Holy Spirit. As we bow our head together, I want us to pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for all my listeners. I ask, Lord, that your word will come with precision, with power. It will make a definite impact in their life in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask, oh God, that you bring transformation through the power of your word. You send your word and heal them and bring, Lord, deliverance. By this word, let there be healing, let there be deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to read from the book of John, Gospel, chapter number 16, reading from verse 7 of it. John chapter 16, reading from verse 7. In verse 7, it says, "But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, Comforter, Advocate, Intercessor, Counselor, Strengthener, Standby will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him, the Holy Spirit, to you, to be in close fellowship with you, and he, when he comes, will convict the world about the guilt of sin and the need for a Savior, and about righteousness and about judgment." Hallelujah. I want to still jump again to verse number 12 of that same scripture. I'm reading the Amplified Version. It says, "I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear to hear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth, full and complete truth, for he will not speak on his own initiative, but he will speak whatever he hears from the Father, the message regarding the Son, and he will disclose to you what is to come in the future. He will glorify and honor me, because he, the Holy Spirit, will take from what is mine and will disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Because of this, I said that he, the Spirit, will take from what is mine and will reveal it to you." Hallelujah. From this passage of the scripture, you can see the Trinity at display. You can see God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit talking here, speaking. Jesus made it so clear that if he does not go, the Holy Spirit will not come. That it is to our advantage that he should go. Because if he doesn't go, the Holy Spirit will not come. And what understanding are you deriving from that? That the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are not different entities. They are the same. And I want you to understand that the Holy Ghost we are talking about here is a person. And that's the reason why all through the passage we read, you keep hearing Jesus making reference. When he, the Holy Spirit, come. So he's a person. It's not just a feeling. It's not just a goose pimples that rise through people's body. The Holy Ghost is a person. And that's why you could see him make a statement that when he comes, he will have close fellowship with you. It means the same way you relate with a friend, the same way you relate with a person, the same way you relate with your wife, your husband, and a wife's spouse, that same kind of fellowship you can equally have with the Holy Ghost, because he is a person. The Holy Ghost can hear. The Holy Ghost can speak back. The Holy Ghost can interact. The Holy Ghost can direct. The Holy Ghost can expose. The Holy Ghost can unveil. The Holy Ghost can teach. Amen. So I want you to know that the ministry of the Holy Ghost to the believer is a powerful ministry. It's a ministry we cannot do without. And settle this in your spirit, number one, that the Holy Ghost is a person. And the Holy Spirit dwells in the believer. And the Holy Ghost has this ministry towards the believer. The second point I want you to understand, before I go ahead to unveil the ministry of the Holy Ghost to the believer, I want you to get this, that the Holy Spirit is an advantage to the believer. That's why he said, I tell you the truth, if I don't go, it is to your advantage that I go away. So when Jesus finished his assignment on earth by coming in person as God, taking the form of humans and flesh, dying on the cross, when he finished, the next phase now is the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit now is God in us, dwelling inside of us and carrying out the assignment of helping the believer. The Holy Ghost inside the believer is so much of power. The Holy Ghost inside the believer is the help that you need. It's called the helper. The helper. The help that we need is the Holy Spirit. And today, we are privileged as children of God to have God in us, to have the Holy Ghost dwell inside of us. Everyone listening to the sound of my voice, I want you to know that the Holy Ghost is on an assignment in your life. And as you heal yourself, you will see the manifestation in full in the name of Jesus Christ. In the book of John Gospel, the same John Gospel, chapter number 14, reading verse 7 of it, you will see it spelled out there. Jesus was speaking, verse 16 of it. John Gospel chapter 14, verse number 16. He said, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. If you read the Amplified Version, he puts that helper in bracket, and the bracket contains five statements, which tells us part of the ministry of the Holy Ghost to the believer. And what is it? Number one, it's a comforter. So the Holy Ghost is a comforter. So the comfort we need by reason of Jesus' physical presence living us can be gotten from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the person that comforts the believer, strengthens our heart. The second thing is said is an advocate. The Holy Ghost speaks on our behalf, like you have a lawyer who stands to defend, to speak for someone in the law court. The Holy Ghost is an advocate. He defends us. He speaks for us. The Holy Ghost is an intercessor. So this is part of the ministry of the Holy Ghost. He's an intercessor. He intercedes for us. He energizes us to intercede. He said, in our weaknesses, when we know not what to pray about, the Spirit himself help us to pray with groanings that word of mouth cannot be able to utter. And those groanings are in line with the will of God. Then he said, the Holy Spirit is our counselor. A counselor is one who guides, is one who directs, it's one who gives a leading in safe paths. So he's our counselor, he's our wisdom giver, our guide. And apart from that, the Holy Ghost also is our strengthener. He's the one who gives us strength, gives us the power to keep going. And lastly, he said, stand by. It means the Holy Ghost is the one who gives us, who stand by for us, who gives us standby energy. Just like you have a standby generator, if one fail, another picks up. So that there will be consistent power, there will be consistent flow. The Holy Ghost is our standby. And he said he will be with you forever. The dispensation in which we are is the dispensation of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit is going to be with us forever. He said the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. I like you to know that the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of truth. It is the Spirit that speaks truth, because the world does not know him, but you know him, because he, the Holy Spirit, remains with you continually and will be in you. The Holy Ghost is now living inside the believer. So we are not like orphans. We are not helpless. We are not comfortless. The Holy Ghost is that anointing that helps us to remain relevant, remain strong. In the name of Jesus, I pray for someone hearing the sound of my voice, that from today, you will begin to enjoy this full ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life, in the name of Jesus Christ. I'd like you to know that the Holy Ghost is an advantage. There are several people who believe in the Holy Spirit, but does not believe in his active presence living in the believer and helping the believer. You will be missing a lot without that. When God has given us the help, embrace the fullness of that help and enjoy it. Because I'd like you to get what God is saying here, that there is so much that we cannot be able to take, that we need the Holy Ghost to help reveal to us. You say, when he, the Spirit of truth, come, he will reveal, guide us into all truth. He will guide us. He will reveal truths. He will guide us into all truth. So the Holy Ghost guides us into all truth. The Holy Spirit, Jesus, and the Father, they are not different. So it means that today, when you have the Holy Ghost in your life, that Spirit is able to give you a guide into relevant truths. And I pray for someone hearing me now, that the truth you need to know, the Holy Ghost will unveil to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost will not speak anything contrary to what Jesus has spoken. And that's the reason why what the Holy Ghost will lead you to do, speak to you, reveal to you, will not be contrary to what is written in the Word of God. They all agree. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they agree. So whatever new revelation the Holy Ghost will give you will still agree with what the Father is saying. He won't say anything different from what the Father and the Son have said. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that the ministry of the Holy Ghost will find expression in the life of someone hearing me, in Jesus' name. And if you are there, you are not born again, I'd like you to know that you will be missing out of this great ministry. It takes a born-again believer to be able to enjoy the ministry of the Holy Ghost. And wherever you are, you want to say, Jesus, come into my life. I want to receive you as my Lord and Savior and enjoy the full ministry of the Holy Ghost. I want you to pray this simple prayer and say, Holy Spirit, I believe your word. Come into my life. Be my Lord and my Savior. I believe that Jesus came and died and shed his blood for me, and that he has gone to prepare a place and he's coming to take me to be with him. Thank you, Jesus, for paying the ultimate price. I receive you into my life as my Lord and Savior. Destroy the power of sin and death and make me your own. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray this prayer, I'd like you to know that something has happened to you and your life can never be the same as you continue to listen to the Moment of Impact right here on this same channel. God bless you real good. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you wish to learn more about Moment of Impact with Pastor Abraham Odeh, go to worshippersradio.com/programs and you will find all the details you need.